To Melbourne now, where thousands of football fans and admirers turned out for the funeral service of former AFL player Jim Steins. The Irishman died last week of cancer at the age of 45. He was a trailblazer for Irish AFL players, but many argue his community work was an even greater achievement. And admirers of his work, both on and off the field, filled Melbourne's St Paul's Cathedral this morning or watched the service celebrating his life on giant screens outside, as Samantha Donovan reports.
The city's streets this morning were filled with Melbourne supporters wearing their red and blue jumpers, scarves and ties. They weren't off to see the Demons play, but to farewell one of the club's greats, Jim Steins.
Being a very, very committed Melbourne supporter since I was probably about 8, which is something like 60-odd years ago, he would be the highlight. Even, I think he surpasses Ron Barassi, who was really my hero in those days.
Just a legend in his own right, and what he did 30 years ago was seen in football today, that athletic type of player, and I loved him as an Essendon supporter going to watch him.
But I admire Jim Steins for what he's done in his post-football era. He's got such a genuine person, he's such a giver. It gives me goosebumps actually, and his public fight, you know, even inspires people who've got cancer.
Jim Steins was Catholic, but he had requested an ecumenical service, and after his death his family accepted the offer of a state funeral at St Paul's Cathedral. Jim Steins' brother, Brian, led the tributes, remembering the closeness of the Dublin family.
Our hall was full of bicycles, football boots, coats and Hurleys. We all shared a warm, loving but busy three-bedroom house, and for most of my early childhood, Jimmy and I shared a bed. He was a big, generous and fun older brother, and we all adored him.
Brian Steins spoke of the family's pride in young Jim's move to Australia as an 18-year-old and how much they missed him.
Australia to us really was the other side of the world. When at Melbourne, Jim in those days was only allowed to ring home once a week. This was the highlight of our week, and I can remember us all waiting to speak with Jim, all lined along the hall stairs by the phone, waiting our turn to talk to Jim, because we all loved and missed him so much.
Former Melbourne captain and Steins' long-time teammate Gary Lyon also spoke.
Big Jimmy would have loved this. He thrived on a big crowd. If he was here, he'd have us all standing up, waving our hands above our heads and singing and turning the person next to you, giving him hugs and shoulder massages. It's the sort of weird stuff he did, and it took us a long time to get our head around it.
Towards the end of his playing career, Jim Steins co-founded the Reach Foundation to help troubled youth. His partner in that work, theatre director Paul Curry, said his best friend of 20 years changed his life. And Paul Curry also asked the question in the minds of many others since Jim Steins' cancer diagnosis in 2009.
I often pondered why such a great man who did so much for others would be so tragically afflicted with cancer. Jim was always perceived as a man of extreme physical strength, who was a protector for those less fortunate than himself. And many initially thought these qualities would allow him to successfully battle his disease. During his journey to never stop trying every possible medical and alternative treatment, from standard operations right through to Indonesian smoke therapy, I started to see his illness in a whole different light. As Jim's physical power got taken away, his real essence started to reveal itself more and more. The longer Jim struggled, the more he was stripped back to a place of pure love.
The funeral procession was led from the cathedral by representatives of the Reach Foundation, carrying Jim Steins' Order of Australia medal and his number 37 Melbourne jumper.
Samantha Donovan reporting there from the Melbourne funeral of Jim Steins.